Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Inspired Table Podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and I'm so sorry. It has been so long between episodes. I feel like all I have time to do at the moment is put up the moon synopsis, which I know you guys enjoy, but I know there's a few of you that are really missing the interviews. They will be back. I've got a lot stored and ready to go. I just need to edit them. I don't know if you know, but I've got this other podcast show called The Middle with my friend Holly Azzapardi, and it's been taking up all of my time. So I will be back to getting episodes up on the Inspired Table. So please bear with me. But in the meantime, today we're going to be exploring the Sagittarius full moon. The moon will be full on the 17th of June at 6:30 p.m. In Sydney, 9:30 a.m. in London, and 4:30 a.m. in New York. There's a few things going on around this full moon, and I think that it's important that I address them from the beginning, because they actually have quite a big influence on the energy around this moon, because it's so in line with the energy of the moon. So they're almost working like amplifiers, and I'm talking about two planets. This Sagittarius full moon is being influenced by expansive Jupiter and dreamy Neptune. And these planets, along with the moon together, bring this real sense of abundance and optimism that will remain with us until the next new moon, which puts us in a really, really good position. Because when we're looking at the moon, I always like to look at it from a moon cycle perspective. So from the whole lunar cycle, all eight phases, instead of just concentrating on the new moon and the full moon. And what happens when we start to look at it as a whole cycle is we see, of course, the cyclical nature to it, and that from new moon to full moon, when we're in the waxing stages, we're very kind of action orientated. We're setting our intentions. It's all about like active manifestation. And as we get into the full moon and in those last 2 weeks before it reaches a new moon again, it gives us time to let go and surrender. But when the moon itself has planets like Jupiter and Neptune that are influencing it heavily with these energetic qualities of abundance and optimism, it gives us a chance to dream big while in a state of surrender. Yeah. And sometimes the visualization and the dreaming and the getting creative with the expansion of what we think is possible for us is in its way an action, but it's an action of non-attachment, an action of letting go. So Sagittarius itself is all about exploring your faith. And the mantra for Sagittarius is, I believe. Sagittarius is a philosopher. And with the sun still in Gemini, which we could call little Miss Curious, there's much to explore. So if you think of this idea of curiosity with a philosophical mind, it's the time to dream and to imagine. So with Neptune and Jupiter affecting this moon, let's have a look at the qualities of each of those planets. So Neptune is very intuitive and dreamy and creative, while Jupiter is abundant and expansive, and much like Sagittarius in that Jupiter is a seeker of faith, this idea of having the belief in yourself and the belief in something far greater than you. So with this Sagittarius full moon, we're being asked to dream big, allow your fantasies to manifest by having faith in the possibility that they can. You know, all too often, and I'm guilty of this myself, we sell ourselves short by not daring to indulge in what's possible for us. We say things like, oh, I wish I could, or if only I could, or one day I dream of. If you can wish it, if you can dream it, if you can fantasize it, and then you can have faith that you're worthy and that it's possible, then you can absolutely make it happen. Great title for a book, FYI. This moon is inviting you to take the waning part of the lunar cycle, so the next 2 weeks from full moon to new moon, to dream big and surrender to the idea of what is possible for you, so that when we hit the Cancer new moon in July, we can take inspired action. And like I said before, the moon will work with you throughout the entire cycle if you allow it. So with this particular moon, what I recommend you doing is finding a little spot in nature, perhaps under a big, beautiful, wise old tree or whatever feels good for you, and doing some old-fashioned daydreaming. I used to do this so much as a kid, and it's almost as if I don't let myself get caught up in the fantasy of it now. But I'm encouraging you to do that. Slip into a daydream. Let your imagination go wild. Allow yourself to get lost in the fantasy. Feel the vibrations that start to emanate from your cells simply by letting yourself indulge in your own potential. This will create a frequency around you. It enhances your own personal vibration, especially if while in daydream, you have utter faith that this is your future that you're witnessing and that you're experiencing it in this present moment. This is manifestation, guys, and it's just as important as the intentions that we set on a new moon. But as soft and whimsical as this Sagittarius full moon may sound, Sagittarius is also a fire sign, so there is going to be fire with this moon. But Sag is a mutable fire sign, which means it's not as cardinal as Aries or as fixed as Leo. It's a little more fluid. And the fire here is to put a fire in you. Yeah, to illuminate your truth and authenticity, to hold a candle to your own potential. Be courageous. Be confident, have faith that you are worthy of your daydreams. Now it is a full moon, so it's time to practice letting go and clearing out and cleansing yourself of the things and the thoughts, the beliefs, the people, the habits that limit your dreams. I highly recommend a fire ceremony of sorts. And this could be, look, it could be as simple as lighting a candle while writing out a list of what you wish to release. You could amp it up a notch by burning some sage or some native herbs with the intention of clearing, cleansing, and letting go of negativity and patterns that are keeping you stuck. Personally, I'm going to light a fire in the fire pit in my courtyard, and I'm literally going to sacrifice and purge things into the fire that are no longer serving me. And I don't mean like a goat. I just mean I'm going to write out a list of things that I need to let go of, that I need to release. I'm going to sit down, I'm going to meditate on that, and I'm going to purge those thoughts and purge that physical paper into the fire. Whatever way you incorporate fire into your full moon ritual, make sure you allow yourself space to stare deep into those flames and see the reflection of the fire within you. Yeah? And use that image to put a fire in your belly. A fire that will allow you to stand in your truth and your authenticity. After you finish daydreaming under that tree, I'm going to let you do that for 2 weeks. When we get to that next new moon, it's time to take that fire and take action. Yeah? Because you're going to need that fire because it's a water sign, it's Cancer. So without getting swept up in our fluid emotions, we're going to need the energy that we create, this fire that we create, the illumination that we get from this Sagittarius full moon. We can use that when it comes to setting our intentions again. And that's why it's so beautiful to work with the entire lunar cycle. Now, if you haven't purchased it already, my Lunar Nights Collective will guide you through the entire cycle. It guides you through all 8 moon phases. It's only $66 Australian. There's a beautiful full moon ritual in there. There's a full moon meditation. There's a great podcast episode about forgiveness, which is so important around a full moon. And there's lots of little exercises and stuff to do in there. And then you can use the modules that follow to get you through to the next new moon. So if you're interested in that, there'll be a link in the show notes of this episode, or you can find it via my Instagram profile, or you can find it on my website, jordanalevine.com. If you have any questions about this full moon and the energy around it, please hop into the Lunar Nights Facebook group. There'll be a link to that in the show notes as well. You can ask me any questions in there, or you can hop onto Instagram at Jordana Levine and ask me some questions there. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love you to take a screenshot on your phone and post it to your Instagram story so other people can have a little listen too. Until next time, I'm Jordana Levine, and please enjoy the beautiful, dreamy energy of this Sagittarius full moon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.